You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday the 18th of April 2023 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today I wanted to take a look at representation, particularly representation of non-whites on the television, which obviously is done from a drive to be inclusive and to include people. But it also gets accused of being the equivalent of whiteface. For instance, when you have a white character in a period drama, a well-known historical person, and they are then played by somebody black. Whereas if you had a famous black person from the past, and they were being played by a white actor, the actor would be accused of blackface. There would be complaints that the correct person was not playing the part because it was somebody from a different race. So you've got two drives here. Mainly you've got this drive that people want to see themselves represented. People feel most comfortable around the people that are like themselves. And there is nothing wrong in that. And of course, black people, when they see the television and they see that it's majority white people, they don't really see themselves represented. So they're going to feel uncomfortable at that. But then if you start filling the television up with black people and white people are watching it, white people are going to feel uncomfortable with that because they're not going to be seeing themselves represented. And when you come to the adverts and you see that we have advertisements, and a lot of them nowadays contain 50% black and 50% white, and of course the drive is, again, it's to be inclusive so that we can include everyone. But when you do that in an advert and you end up with one black parent and one white parent and mixed race children, you're effectively excluding people that aren't in mixed race marriages, and you're also encouraging people to have mixed race marriages, which means that the offspring will be mixed race, and again, they won't see themselves represented because there will be neither white and neither will they be black, and they will effectively not have anybody in their family tree, in their family history, that looks like themselves. So once again, you've got people that are seeing themselves not represented. All of this goes back to multiculturalism, of course. It's not a problem that we would have if we still had ethnically homogenous communities. It's not a problem that the Nigerians have with the television that's produced in Lagos. And I guess it's not a problem in Iceland with the television that's produced in Iceland, because they still have ethnically homogenous communities. And it's interesting that the double think that we have here and the inconsistencies that there are with this. And this is particularly highlighted, I think, by an article that I've got today from the Daily Telegraph. The star of Bridgerton's new spin-off TV show has admitted she never watched period dramas growing up because they only featured white people. And that's quite an acceptable thing to say. But if you were to turn that around and you were to say that this was a white person and they said they never watched a certain television drama because it only featured black people, they would be accused of being racist for saying that. But of course, it's not racist to want to see yourself represented. But we say that it is racist if it's white people saying that they want to see white people. Mixed race British actress India Amitefo is set to play George III's wife, Queen Charlotte, in a new Netflix series, a prequel to the international hit Bridgerton, which will portray the royal consort as a woman of African descent. And of course, in history, Queen Charlotte was not of African descent. So what they're really doing is they're portraying history as if it had people involved in it that weren't actually there in history. It's falsifying history. And of course they say, well, this is just a fictional representation. It's a representation of what went on years ago. We're not actually changing history. But it gives people a false idea of history. And then when you put that together with attempts that there are, ongoing attempts that there are in order to make history multicultural when it wasn't, then it's quite concerning. And what I'm referring to there is the fact that it is a documented fact that we had North Africans in Britain in Roman times. And of course, because today African is most often associated with the black Africans, people assume that when it's talking about Africans in Roman times, it must mean sub-Saharan Africans, black Africans. But of course, it doesn't. In Roman times, North Africa was peopled by white people. You had originally Carthage was settled and was built up by the Phoenicians, who were white. They became the Carthaginians. They had a war with the Romans and they lost, and Rome took over and it was administered by Romans, who were of course white. And then I think in about the 3rd or the 4th century, the Vandals, the Germanic tribe, came in and they conquered that part of the world and they ruled there. And there was a Vandal king, and this king made his way over to Britain and he beat the Saxons in Britain, and he went over to Ireland and he beat the Irish in Ireland, and then he went back onto the continent, warring on the continent, taking British and Irish people with him. And of course he's recorded in the histories as being an African king because he came from Africa, but he was quite clearly a Vandal king. So because we have this history that says that Africans were here in Britain, and because today when we think of Africans, we think of sub-Saharan Africans who are black, it's very tempting to pretend that the history is talking about black people being in Britain at that time, which of course is not truthful. It's not the truth. It's not accurate. And then when you put that together with these period pieces that they are now making, where they are replacing white people with black people, then it's very concerning, because it means that we're giving ourselves a false idea of what history was like, and we're giving black people a false idea of what their history was like, and we're giving white people a false idea of what our history was like, and it serves to make black people feel as if they've been mistreated by white people, they've been hidden out of their history. And for white people, it makes white people resent this, because we think, well, this can't actually be true. It's not true. Surely wasn't Britain majority white, 99.9% white, up until just after the Second World War? Yet if you're going to say that there were black people in Britain from the 3rd and the 4th century, well, what happened to them? And nothing happened to them, because there weren't black people in Britain at that time. But these period pieces that are now being put out, particularly by Netflix, they're giving this false idea to people, and it causes a conflict in society. As I say, it makes black people feel as if they've been mistreated by whites, and it makes white people feel as if they're being lied to by the establishment and the mainstream media. Well, about to take on a role in a much anticipated period piece, Amartya Fio has revealed that she avoided watching costume dramas because of the limited racial representation on screen. "I never used to watch period dramas," she told the Radio Times, adding, "I am half black and white. My family looks like lots of different people, but I did not see myself represented, so I didn't ever feel a need to watch them." And again, I think that's perfectly acceptable. I think what she is saying is that she wants to see people that look like herself around her, quite clearly. And because she's mixed race, she doesn't see very many people like herself around her. And I think that's very unfortunate that we have people that don't think about this, that get together with a partner from another race and they create mixed race children. And for the children, it's difficult because they don't see anybody that looks like themselves. It's like they don't have the they don't have the identity of either the mother or the father. They have a different identity. And I think it's like effectively taking away a person's heritage to do that, because if that hadn't happened, they would have had the heritage and the inheritance of one particular ethnic group. And now they don't have the inheritance of either ethnic group because there's something different. So, I mean, even if there had been programs that were out at that time and they were black people in these programs, she still wouldn't have actually seen herself represented, because she was, as she says here, she's half black and half white, and her family looks like lots of different people. They don't actually have a shared identity because she's mixed race. So half of her family are going to look white, half of the family are going to look black, and then she's got herself, who is halfway in between black and white, so she doesn't see much representation. So you can see here that it's upsetting for her, and that's the reason why she didn't used to watch television, because she didn't see herself represented. So our solution to that is to increase the percentage of black people and non-white people on the television, but then you're making white people feel as if we're not represented on the television, and you're also making white people feel as if their history is being tampered with. So effectively, you cannot please all the people all of the time. You know, if you had a TV program that had all black people in it, then that would please black people. And if you had a program that had all white people in it, obviously that's going to please white people. But if you have a program that includes both, then it's not going to please anybody, is it? It's still not going to please black people, because it's not specifically representing them. And then you've got in instances of who is playing the good guy in the movie and who is playing the bad guy in the movie. And there could be a suspicion that there's discrimination there. They could be saying, well, the person that is the bad person in the movie, they always happen to be white. I mean, a lot of the time, if you look at Hollywood movies, the bad guy in the movie will have an English accent, or they might have a South African accent, and you'd be tempted to think that there is this discrimination that's playing in there. There's always going to be a fear of discrimination in multicultural countries, regardless of, you know, how little discrimination there actually is, because that fear is always going to be in the back of your mind, whether you're white or black. I mean, a black person is going to have the fear that they didn't get the job because they're black, and the white person is going to feel that they didn't get the job because there was a diversity quota there, and because they weren't diverse enough, because they were, say, a middle-aged white man. You cannot please all the people all the time. But I think if you have an ethnically homogenous community, then you can please people, because you can do what is best for that community. And when you're doing what is best for that community, and it's only that community that you have there, then they're not going to get upset at what you're doing, are they? And it means that the country is all going to be pushing in or pulling in the same direction. When you have multiculturalism, you have different people groups, and you have different people groups want different things. Say, for instance, if you had Muslims, and Muslims don't particularly like images, they don't like visual representations. They like patterns, but they don't like visual representations of things, particularly not of Muhammad, because it's seen as idolatry to be making false idols. Whereas if you look at Christians like to have representations, visual representations. We have a long history of religious art, amazing religious art that we have created. But that goes against what the Muslims want. So the Muslims would want to have laws that are based on Sharia laws, and would rather see patterns instead of seeing actual representations of animals or people. Whereas Christians would rather see the representations of the animals or the people, and would rather have a law that allows people to do that. So straight away, you have a conflict of interest there, and you have two different people groups in the country that would want the country to be going in two different directions. So you literally have the country being pulled in all different directions at once, because you have all these different ethnic groups within that one territory. Whereas in the past, we had sort of one ethnic group to one territory. And when you had more than one ethnic group, it was really a recipe for trouble. If you look at the Balkan states, look at Yugoslavia, look at Serbia, look at the problems that we have here. It had here in the United Kingdom that we referred to as the Troubles, between the Irish and the Northern Irish. I mean, even people that are of very, very closely related can still have problems if they have like a different religion, and even like a, not even a different religion, but a different version of the religion, for instance, Catholics and Protestants. So the lesson that we learn from history is that when you mix different people groups together in one territory, it's no good for either any of these people groups. It really isn't. But we don't seem to understand that. And we keep trying to do what we can to appease all these different groups and make everybody feel included. And of course, you know, it's a good trait to have, to want to make people feel included and not to want to make anybody feel excluded. But when you try and do it for everybody, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. As we can see here, she's half black and half white. And she didn't see herself represented on the television. So now we'll try to represent more black people on the television, and then you'll get white people saying, well, this is whiteface, isn't it? Because these are black people in the white people rather in these period dramas, and you've got black people that are playing them. And then you see these memes like the Netflix meme Polar Bears, a Netflix movie, and it's got black bears on it, which just sort of highlights what's going on here. The 21-year-old actress, who is now taking on her first major role, said that she has come to love period pieces and suggested that her new appreciation of the genre has been aided by increased on-screen diversity. So it's the fact that she's seeing herself on there that is encouraging her to enjoy this genre and to get more involved in it. But the more diversity you put in there, the less white people are going to be interested in it and wanting to learn about it. This is the problem. And she's saying it here. If she doesn't see herself represented, she's not going to be interested in it. But we don't seem to put two and two together and say, but if we increase the diversity, then white people are not going to be interested in it because they're not going to see themselves represented. You literally cannot please all the people all the time. Like one size of clothing does not fit all. It needs to be tailor-made. And if you were to make clothing for the Chinese, just for the Chinese, then you could get a closer to one size fits all, clothing for black people or clothing for white people, because there's a different average in proportions in each group. But if you tried to make a piece of clothing that would just fit everyone in humanity, then it wouldn't fit. You have to make it tailor-made for each group. And we're trying to please every group all at the same time, and we're really ending up not pleasing anyone. And you know, I think this highlights this drive there is, or this instinct there is that we have of wanting to be amongst our own people, and this plays out amongst black people by them not being interested in television that just has white people in it, because they want to see themselves represented. But it cuts both ways. The 21-year-old actress has welcomed the fact that Bridgerton and now its upcoming prequel titled Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story, are attempting to provide more parts for non-white talents. Well, why? Okay, that's good. They're trying to get more parts for non-white talents. But why don't they make a storyline that is all non-white? Why don't they take a part of black history or non-white country's history and make a program about that with all black people in it or all non-white people in it? Why don't they make a fiction? You know, it doesn't have to be a period drama. Why don't they make a fiction that just includes black people? And then black people are going to see themselves represented in it, and they're going to find it's good. I mean, you can't say that doing that might not, you know, it might not do very well at the box office. There was a film a few years back, I think it was called The Wire, and that did very well, and it was very critically acclaimed, and a lot of people watched it as well. But of course, then some people will say, well, that sort of stereotypes black people as criminal types. But it was still watched by a lot of people. So there are instances, there are stories that can be told about black people and non-white people that are going to be watched by everyone and that are going to please, it's going to please black people. So we should be able to do both. We should be able to do programs that just include white people, that, you know, period pieces. And we should be able to make programs just including black people that tell stories that are going to be relevant to black people. But when you try and mix them all together in a period piece, which isn't historically accurate, then it's not really going to please anyone, which is what I think is happening here. Because there will be complaints about this because it's not historically accurate, because it is featuring somebody who is black in a period piece. Amateur FO said Shonda Rhimes, the showrunner for the Bridgerton franchise, is at the forefront of this movement of including people in genres where they didn't exist before. People just weren't writing shows for people of colour to be in period costumes. And that's because there weren't many people of colour around when you're talking about in history, particularly not in Britain. I mean, you might have had more in places like Spain or Portugal. But you also have the fact that they talked about the Moors at that time. And people often think of the Moors as being non-white, but a lot of them were actually white. If you look at the paintings that were done of them at the time, sort of 9 out of 10 of them were actually white. And like 1 in 10 were black. I forget the name that they actually had for them, but they were white people basically that were in Africa. So in the history of Europe, you don't really tend to have many black people in that history. But what you could do is you could create new stories for them, or you could tell history of something that happened in Pakistan, for instance, and you could include Pakistanis. You could include a history of something that happened in Nigeria or in the Congo, something like that. I mean, they could talk about what happened when they were trying to get rid of slavery in the Congo, for instance. That would probably make a good movie. Why do they have to tell white history and shoehorn black people into it where it's not historically accurate, and that's just going to upset white people, and it's still not going to be completely black people playing it, so it's still not going to completely satisfy the black people that want to see themselves represented. The actress has previously praised Rhimes for diversifying these genres that before this weren't really open to people like me. Again, it's falsifying history, though, isn't it? Surely they can create genres that black people would fit in that were historically accurate. Why do they have to do what they call diversify these other genres? Because too often it seems like what diversity means is just replacing the white people. You know, you've got a history which includes white people, in parts that white people are in, and they're effectively saying instead of having a white person play that, we're going to have a black person play that. And that's what they call diversifying it. That's what they call it, diversifying. But what it's actually doing is it's just replacing white people with black people. And that's what far too much of this is. And I'm sure black people would rather say, well, rather than falsifying history and, you know, having us replace somebody else, why can't you do something specifically for us? Why can't we have a specifically black period piece that's based on a part of African history or something like that? Surely that would be better. And then that wouldn't upset white people, and it wouldn't appear as if these television companies are falsifying history. Under Rhimes' supervision, the character based on the historical figure of Charlotte of Mecklenburg-Strelitz was cast as black in the original 2020 Bridgerton series, a global hit adapted from the novels of US author Julia Quinn. So it's not like this is something new. This has been going on for a few years now. There are quite a few memes out there that show you these characters from white history that are now being played by black people. You've got instances going back to Troy, the Battle of Troy. You've got instances of Robin Hood and his Merry Men having black people in them. And it's just not historically accurate. As I say, when you add that to these attempts to try and say that there were black people in Britain, and we do have museums, I think Yorkshire Museum was saying this a while back, they were saying that somebody who was North African was in actual fact a sub-Saharan African. When you tie that in together, it looks as if there's this deliberate attempt to falsify history in the general public's mind. In the new spin-off series, which will follow the character of Queen Charlotte in her early years, she has been similarly cast, with Amar Cefio playing this younger version. There is no historical evidence that the wife of George III was of African descent, and claims for this descent based on descriptions of her physical appearance have been widely dismissed. So they are deliberately portraying something that has been suggested in the past and it's been found to be false. So they know that this is false, but they know that there was a suggestion that this could have actually been possible, but they know that it was false. So why are they portraying it? Why are they trying to give this false idea of history? British Guyanese actress Golda Rochuvel, who plays an older Queen Charlotte in Bridgerton's new spin-off, which flashes back and forward throughout the Queen's life, has previously stated that the ahistorical approach to casting was so empowering for an actress. Surely, how can it be empowering? It's not really empowering for white people, though, is it? To have white people being replaced by black people and being told that the people from white history were actually black. And how is that empowering for black people to say, I mean, it's like saying, well, you don't have any history, so we'll just fit you into our history somehow. Surely there must be some interesting things that they could tell from, as I say, from parts of Africa or parts of Pakistan and India. I mean, an interesting story to tell would be what happened when the British Empire left India. Things like that. Surely they could make movies like that. Why do they have to, put black people into historically white roles? I mean, I think that's quite offensive to black people, because it's saying, well, you don't have any history that's worth making a TV show out of, isn't it, really? But nobody points that out, of course. As they say here, they think it's empowering for black people to replace whites. Ahead of taking on the role of consort in the new spin-off, which is set in the same fictional universe as Bridgerton, Amartyefo has now suggested that historical facts are not important for the series. Well, perhaps I should say that this is a fantasy then. But then that would be admitting that Britain or wherever this was originated from wasn't actually multicultural, and they don't want to admit that. She said, "This was my first lead on 20. It was a lot of pressure. But I read an interview that Golda Rochuvel did, in which she said that the Queen Charlotte in Bridgerton isn't based on facts. She's a historical figure, but this isn't a documentary. It's a fantasy world in which real people exist." But people look at it and they see that it is somebody from history, and they think, well, this is telling us what history was like. And a lot of people will think that this queen was actually black. And they'll say that what's going on here is that white people are falsifying history and trying to whitewash the black people out of history, when the truth of the matter is, it's the other way around. Netflix are trying to blackwash white people out of history and portray people from our history as if they were not of our ethnicity, which again, it just breeds resentment, because it makes black people think that we've been hiding their contribution to Christendom. We've been hiding it from them. Which is not the truth. You know, these sort of things, they just create conflict between communities. I mean, it may be nice for this actress, because she's got this high role part, but for the general people, I think for blacks as a group and for white people as a group, I don't think it's a good thing. The series has become known for its diverse casting, including a love interest known as Catherine Sheffield in the novels becoming Kathani Sharma, a woman of Indian descent. In the Netflix series, the characters of Lady Danbury, played by Adjoa Ando, and the Duke of Hastings, played by Reggie Jean Page, were also non-white in a reimagined regency in which racial toleration was premised on the fact that George III married a black woman. And of course, another aspect to this is when they bring black people in to replace white people in a historical period, they then also project today's notions of racism and discrimination into it. And they have the white people being discriminating against the black person, as if, like, throughout history, there's always been this white people keeping black people down, which isn't true. And it just encourages conflict, friction between the groups within society. And it falsifies history to say that sort of thing was going on. In the series, it is examined by a black character. We are two separate societies divided by colour until a king fell in love with one of us. See, there it is. They're saying that they had this divided by colour, there was segregation going on, and then a king fell in love with one of these people that was segregated. And that's completely false. White people were not discriminating against black. I mean, we developed the science of anthropology. We were fascinated by different peoples and the different rates that they had developed in the world. And we literally would go out there and record everything that was going on. And we were fascinated with them. And we were the ones that stopped slavery. And we thought that it was uncivilized to be taking black people for Africa and then making them work in America. We thought that was uncivilized, and we put a stop to it. Black Africans didn't want to put a stop to it. We actually had to put the Navy there to blockade the country, to prevent this thing from going on. So to portray this history drama here, that Britain was segregated and a king fell in love with one of these people that was segregated, it's just not true. And it portrays white people in a very bad light. And I don't think it makes black people happy, and I don't think it makes white people happy either. It just leaves everybody thinking, well, there's this falsification going on here. Things are not quite right. Why can't they just tell us the accurate truth? Why can we not have black TV shows for black people watching, so they can see themselves represented and have it based on, you know, as accurate as possible if it's a history piece? And why can we not have white shows for white people to watch and see themselves represented? I mean, if they're going to say it's important for you to see yourself represented on screen for black people, then it also has to be important for white people, doesn't it? You can't say it's important for one, but not important for the other. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.